frenzy is in full force. I'm Kev Nieretsky, Fox News. Election Day is just 24 days away, and that has candidates across the country trying to sway every undecided voter. Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz is running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania.
If you're not talking about the economy, talking about crime, and talking about fentanyl on the border, you're losing opportunities. Precious moments wasted, because there is no way that a voter can look at those three options and think the Democratic Party has answers. Quite the opposite.
His Democratic opponent, John Fetterman, has largely been focusing on restoring abortion rights nationwide. At a heated debate in Georgia last night, abortion, inflation, and crime took center stage. Republican Herschel Walker wants to unseat the incumbent Democrat, Raphael Warnock. The panic and confusion of Thursday's mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina, is coming to light through 911 calls released by police.
We heard the shots and we heard them screaming. And so we got down.
That audio, courtesy of News Nation.
Fox News obtained those horrifying 911 calls during the shooting that took the lives of five and hurt two more. All the victims ranged in age from 16 to 52. One of those calls was from a friend of the off-duty officer, 29-year-old Gabriel Torres, who was headed to work.
Hey, bro, just came through with a shotgun and shot my buddy.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the accused killer, is 15 years old and will likely be charged as an adult. Emotional testimony expected in South Dakota today. Native Americans who were forced into government-backed boarding schools are recounting their experiences at a hearing organized by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. Most of the schools that closed decades ago had a goal to, quote, civilize Native Americans, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiians. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While searching for four missing men, investigators in Oklahoma came across multiple sets of human remains in a river. The men had been bike riding before they disappeared, and so far, no bikes have been found. The remains have yet to be identified. The tables have turned on Venezuelans seeking asylum in the U.S.
Venezuelans have been particularly desperate to make it into the U.S. due to a state of absolute political crisis at home. So they were caught off guard by the Biden administration announcing this week that a large-scale border enforcement operation is suddenly being implemented, expelling Venezuelans specifically to Mexico, where they must apply for a parole program. Those who had just suddenly already been removed, they protested this, briefly causing a bridge closure.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Republicans call the move a political stunt since the midterm elections are just about 3 weeks away. At least one bus carrying migrants has rolled into New York City today. This as a tent city takes shape to shelter adult men, and families are housed in posh hotels, some even in Times Square.
Mayor Eric Adams announcing this week that 200 families with children would be placed at the luxury four-star hotel and will be offered a variety of legal, medical, and social services. Mayor Adams says that 5,500 migrant kids have been enrolled in the city's public schools so far. The New York Post reporting while some children are finding success, others are struggling, with many migrant children who don't speak English finding themselves in classrooms where there are no Spanish-speaking teachers.
Fox's Laura Engel. And a pair of winning lottery tickets are floating around in California and Florida. Lottery officials with Mega Millions say two tickets matched all of last night's winning numbers. The jackpot worth about $494 million before taxes. I'm Kevin Uretsky, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.